I've like the announced me, Alan Smith will be published for the day's Press and Journal on Wednesday, April 17th. So front page paper a day is a city prime for biggest upgrade in two centuries. So cranky, that's a big statement. New construction on a £60 million facelift in Aberdeen City Centre will begin later this month, with council chiefs hailing it as the biggest project since the creation of Union Street almost 200 years ago. Well, I mind it fine. It was just a typical Rumlahal Park standing before they began Union Street. But anyway, works will get underway on April 29th for a £20 million upgrade of the 300-metre stretch of the Granite Mile between Market Street and Bridge Street. It's expected to take around 20 months. At the same time, the local authority will build a new £40 million food and drink market in place of the long-shut British Home Store. Council co-leader Ian Yule admitted there will be disruption, but that the end result will be a much better high street, which will help play a part in attracting folk to our city centre and make it a better place. His fellow co-leader Christian Allard was also keen to stress that pedestrian access to all shops and businesses will be maintained during business hours while the overhaul is carried out. He said the Aberdeen City Centre will be open for business. Well, it's just if there's only businesses left to be open. But, you know, as an inside the paper, as an artist impression, this famous artist impression of what it's going to look like, and it certainly looks like a bee's knees. So we'll see. They're certainly spending a heck of a seller on it in the aforetime. But, you know, I think we might have mentioned this once or twice before in the Doric Express, but the Union Street used to be just great, and if this makes it half as good as it was, then it could be a massive improvement in far it is right now. Now, here's a dentist is swapping smiles for miles. So this is in a bind dentist will run 7 marathons in 7 days to raise money on behalf of a colleague with bowel cancer. Roshan Fernandez, who's 55, will cover a shade over 183 miles in the charity challenge, which starts on May the 6th. For the front door of his workplace, the Fountain Dental Group practice in Abyne. He's already raised more than £4,000 for Bowel Cancer UK. He was inspired to take on the challenge after his pal and colleague at the practice, David Laidlaw, was diagnosed with bowel cancer at the age of just 44. Oh, almighty. Roshan says when he got the diagnosis, it was quite shocking because he's got 2 children, said Devi. I can very much empathise with that, so this has really inspired me to do something and to raise awareness of bowel cancer. It's the 4th most common cancer in Scotland, according to Bowel Cancer UK, and the target of a countrywide testing programme that sends out home test kits to everybody aged 50 to 74. Well, that's very true, and, you know, I return it promptly, because it's a very good idea, that. However, Roshan says that because David's still in his 40s, it underlines the importance of folk of our ages to look out for symptoms. He says there's a lot of folk like David who didn't have the automatic tests that come in the post, and there could be symptoms like gut issues or blood and urine and stools. It's still quite a silent killer. He started training for his charity challenge last year, and although he has run multiple marathons before with a very respectable personal best of 3 hours 19 minutes for his 26 mile distance, this has been the toughest yet. He said, it's been the hardest thing I've ever trained for. I've lived in terror every day of not training enough. He plans to run the first 6 marathons around the Aberdeenshire countryside, sticking mainly to former Deeside railway line. It passes through Abyne. But he will complete the 7th and final marathon at Leeds Rob Burrow Marathon on May the 12th. So, well, hats off to him. That is, you know, tremendous. Tremendous thing to be doing, and you know, good luck for him, because I mean, I couldn't run 2.6 mile, no, I mean 26 mile, and he's going to do every day for a week. Amazing. Now, here's a fish farm staff trapped after an e-scooter blaze. So, workers at a Torrey fish farm had to be evacuated after becoming trapped in the building when a blaze broke out. Staff at J. La Fish Wholesaler even used a forklift to tear an opening in the window as the warehouse filled up with thick black smoke. Smoke's hard for them. Fire crews rushed to the scene at Sinclair Road yesterday after an e-scooter got up in flames. The scooters are used to transport workers to and from the warehouse caught fire while charging about 9 o'clock in the morning. The resulting blaze ripped through the upper floors of the business, which left a number of staff unable to escape. Oh, crikey, that's horrendous. This shows you how easy this can happen. The forklift was used to create an opening for staff to escape if they needed to. Fortunately, the Scottish Fire and Rescue responded within 5 minutes to produce the source of the fire and guide those trapped to safety. Co-owners of the fishmongers, Christopher and John Law, told of the heart-in-the-mouth moment they realised their colleagues had been trapped inside by the blaze. After they were unable to guide their colleagues out to safety, they said they were just relieved that everybody was unscathed at the end. Christopher said the smoke was just that thick we couldn't even get back up the stairs. The fire service was really quick. They were here in about 5 minutes. It was a good thing, so it was about five folk stuck up here. That's why the upstairs window was all bashed in. So, well, hats off to the fire lads. And, you know, like I say, it just shows you how easy this kind of thing can happen. And, you know, I will say, my missus is, I was a stickler for, we were biting the hotel for hunting down the fire escape route and getting in far we should gang. And if it should happen, but, you know, am I too busy trying to work out a remote on the TV? Now here's a secondary smack in the grade across the region. So this is a Cults Academy leads the board in the Press and Journal's North and Northeast take on the Scottish Schools League. The Aberdeen School tops were league table for its third year in a row, one of two city schools to make the top 10. Remarkably, the percentage of school leavers earning five or more hires in 2023 at Cults is down 10% for the previous year, but the school still managed to retain top spot. Ricky, the rest of them must be. I've had gags. We ranked 69 secondary schools across our patch using newly released Scottish Government data. So, this is five or more hires is considered a benchmark of achievement as it is a common entry requirement for university. So, high performance included West Hull and Bunkry Academy in Aberdeenshire, Ardamurchan in Gerloch High Schools in the Highlands, and two Western Isle schools. Ardamurchan and Gerloch were the most improved, with 29% more leavers earning five or more hires in the previous year. Murray offered a bleaker picture, with only Melns High School and Fochabers scraping into top 30. However, Melns higher attainment sank by 17%. Ullapool High School saw the biggest drop, 35% down in 2023 compared to 22. Alness Academy came in 69th in last place in our table, with just 10% of leavers achieving five or more hires. Crikey, that's pretty grim. Anyway, here's the table. Is in the other page here, and it's Cults Academy's top, and they had 64% leavers with five or more hires. And then there's Grammar School, West Hill Academy, Ardamurchan, Gerloch, and then Bunkry is number six. They had 52%. Castle Bay, in the Western Isles, had 47%. Fortrose, that's how they are placing now, they had 48%. Oldmacher Academy, 45%. Canusi, 44%. Abine Academy, my old school now, I thought, pretty sure they would have been top dogs when I was there, but they're just middle for diddle now, 44%. And then, at least they're above Afford, they are Afford. I've had gags over here, and Burlethen's doing an 18th, Mearns Academy's 21st, I'm called Gipes, Portree doing it 23rd, Hazelhead, I'm not sure, no surprise there, doing it 24th place, Meldrum Academy, that's a brand new place, well, not brand new now, but it was quite new, they're only 35%, so, and then Inverurie Academy, it just scrapes in at number 27, and only 35% kid left there with five or more higher. So, grim reading if you're doing this neck of the woods. But anyway, you know, I'm sure Abine was can do probably a bit better in fit of Dean, because you know, they have to have a good intake of a folk feel like their fans and sick like. But then I suppose the other drawback is the folk fate Tarland and Lumphanan, so that's going to hold them back a bit. Now, here's a world-class aquarium revamp. It gets green light, so as his plans for a multi-million pound expansion of the much-loved Macduff Marine Aquarium have been approved, with the hope it will create a world-class visitor experience. The modernisation of the existing building and new two-storey extension will feature improved exhibits using the latest technology, giving guests a more immersive experience. A much sought-after cafe will be created on the first floor, which will feature an outdoor viewing platform boasting views of the North Sea. The Macduff Aquarium has been a popular attraction since it opened in 1997. It's one of the most visited tourist spots in Aberdeenshire, with more than 51,000 visitors between April 22 and March 23. The extension will host a new foyer and bigger reception space, along with a bigger shop filled with souvenirs. Meanwhile, a single-storey extension will be added to the east, including a lobster hatchery, an activity area, quarantine tunks, a laboratory, a workshop and storage space. Cracking, they have last night of money up here. The project will be funded by a share of the £20 million bid that was awarded to Aberdeenshire Council from the UK Government's Levelling Up Fund. New jobs are expected to be created while the extension is bigot once it opens. Well, seems quite a good idea. I've never actually been to this place, but years ago I used to do sit in a children's panel. I did that for 2-3 years, and there was a wifey fae. She was fae Macduff, and she had something to do with the aquarium. She was on it, she said it was really good. Maybe it was in the long open by then. But she did say it was really good at the time, and she would go up and see it. But well, I've never made it up to game. But once this is off and out, it looks like it'll be the bee's knees, and maybe worth a look and see if it's fit. But, good that they're getting money for the government to bid towards it, and, it'll certainly help tourism in the area, which is going to be a good thing. So, if you like that, seeing the lobsters and all that kind of queer fish that they have in all these aquariums, then, heed yourself up to Macduff. There's lots of queer-looking things up here. Now, just finished off with sport as normal. Backpage paper today is Dawn's finally get their man, as Jimmy Tellin has announced his new boss starting in June. He's been confirmed as the next door manager, will begin his time in charge in June after leaving Elfsborg. Dawn's interim boss, Peter Leven, will remain at the helm until the end of the season before joining the staff as an assistant first-team coach. Tellin, who guided Elfsborg to a runners-up finish in the Swedish top flight last year, was convinced Aberdeen was the right place to continue his footballing journey after speaking with Dawn's chairman Dave Cormack, chief executive Alan Burras, and director of FITBA Stephen Gunn. He said, "I've been at Elfsborg for 6.5 years and have a good dialogue with the board and club director Stefan Andersson. We spoke about when the time is right and the right club making approach. That is important, you find a good solution. After speaking with Dave, Alan and Stephen, I felt Aberdeen was a good opportunity." So, well, just wish him the best of luck when he does get going. And he says he will, he pledges to capture the hearts of fans and will be attacking FITBA. And, he has to say all the right things. He's about to win trophy, so let's hope he's a man of his word. But come on, Aberdeen. Now, that's me done for today. Now, it's a wee puckle stories of today's Prison Journal on the 17th of April, 2024. And, winny kind of day of the day for a while. Carl kind of went in the morning, but it kind of brightened up a bit in the afternoon. It wasn't quite so bad, although just a 4 dinner time with a shower of hailstones again just for a couple of minutes. But just keep everybody alert. And then I was doing it at Stonehaven, getting the doggies haircut today. So we had a rake about Stonehaven. It was quite a chill wind coming off the sea, I can tell you. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, maybe tell us a pal about it. Get them to follow us on Spotify. It'd be the best thing to do. They'll never miss an episode. And they'll have, days and days and maybe weeks and weeks of all episodes to listen to if they're at a loose end. If you can manage that, it'd be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.